On January 1st, Republican Robin Dalton was sworn in as the Public Safety Commissioner of Saratoga Springs. Dalton is the only new face on the city council this year, replacing Democrat Peter Martin, who retired. Dalton won November's election with cross-party endorsements from Democrats such as Mayor Meg Kelly and Finance Commissioner Michelle Madigan. I spoke with Dalton about her view of the two-party system.
In the 12 years I've been in Saratoga, I've always been kind of perplexed by the two-party system here and how it correlates to how things go down on the city council. I've looked at the bigger issues that have faced Saratoga in the last 12 years, and I've never thought that they were partisan by any means. They weren't traditionally Democrat or Republican issues. And so when it comes to governing the city and the city council in general, I just don't think partisanship has a real place. Nationally, I know we're extremely polarized, and so I think that's kind of a hard concept for people to get their heads around here. But I really think over the course of the campaign season, Saratoga, the population here and the residents here really kind of understood what we were trying to do, and they voted as such.
That one Saratoga platform. Do you think that's going to continue? Are you interested in continuing that platform?
I mean, I'm interested in working with people who have the best interests in the city at heart, whether they're Democrats or Republicans or independent parties or have no party affiliation.
And you appointed just recently Eileen Finneran, who was a longtime deputy public safety commissioner in City Hall, to be your deputy. And she considered running as a Democrat in this race earlier last year. Why did you decide to reach out to Eileen?
So it was a really interesting path that Eileen and I took. She was considering running in this race, and initially back in the spring, she was going to primary my opponent, Kendall Hicks. She decided not to, and she started slowly reaching out to me and offering her support. But I could tell there was like a healthy dose of skepticism there because I was a Republican, she was a hard Democrat, and I think she was nervous about what that meant in terms of my policies or beliefs or what I was going to be pushing during the campaign. And then as the campaign progressed, she saw that we really had the same interests. And we really were very passionate about protecting and championing the fire and police departments and all the people who work in public safety. And she kind of slowly came around, and I did as well. And we became really good friends by the end. And she was there for me every step of the way during the campaign. So then when it came time to choose a deputy, I really hadn't thought about it at all until after I won. I really needed to think about winning, and that was it. And then once I won, I started thinking about deputies. And to me, there's such a learning curve for anyone coming into this position as a new city council member that to have a deputy that's done it before and knows the ropes and knows the players, I just think puts you on an instant offense. And I knew for me and for my needs, it was going to be exactly the right person next to me to make sure that I could succeed and do the best I possibly could in this position. And I was delighted that she was willing to come out of retirement and come back. She put out a call for deputies, and she submitted her resume and a cover letter, and I was delighted. And so I brought her in for an interview, and I just thought we would really click.
Specific to the public safety department, what are some of your priorities that you'd like to dig into over the next 2 years?
I mean, I think first and foremost, the police department is phenomenal, but they are stretched very thin.
And we recently have a new chief, too.
We do. Shane Crooks, and he's phenomenal. Shane Crooks is the chief, and John Catone is the assistant chief. And between the two of them, I mean, we have, like, the best possible people leading the police department, but they're stretched really thin. And the challenges of policing Saratoga are numerous. And I think it's been a little while since someone has really paid attention to their needs and sat down with them and talked about how we can be as effective as possible policing and what I can do for them to make sure they have everything they need. And so certainly attending to that is like one of my top priorities. The EMS station is as well. And then some larger issues of how we handle calls in Saratoga and making sure we provide the best possible policing and responses to every neighborhood in Saratoga, making sure it's equitable. And the geography of the city makes it challenging, but I'm kind of noodling into those issues a little bit.